Music from Bola Sette right here on WRUULP. My name is John. This show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. I'm here with you until 8 o'clock on a rainy night in Savannah, Georgia, USA. Started pouring about 10 minutes into Troy's last set there. On Sound Limit, there's lightning, there's thunder, there's water streaming down the window pane. So a special edition tonight. Summer's going to be over before long, so getting in a show full of sambas and bossa nova numbers from the golden age of that type of music, if you ask me. That would be the 1960s. And trying it out, maybe for a new curated show on Saturday mornings to precede the Exotica show called Beyond the Reef. So, music in the last set, we heard Bola Sette again. We heard the Girl from Lodi, and that's from the incomparable Bola Sette, released on the Fantasy label in 1965. Before that, The Girl from Ipanema, that was Walter Wanderley's version, from the LP called Rainforest, released on Verve in 1966. Summer Samba, and parenthetically, So Nice, also Walter Wanderley, from the same LP, Rainforest, Verve release from 1966. Double shot of Walter Wanderley. So that's what we're doing tonight. So if you dig the Brazilian music from way back in the day, stick around because there's plenty more of that coming. Right now, here's some more Bola Sette, this time teamed up with Vince Guaraldi. The track we're going to hear is called Ginza Samba. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, USA. Earth, yes. My name's John. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. I'm here with you most Thursdays. That's right, most Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Stick around after me. Your man Seaport Pat is in with Crucial Rhythms, the reggae show, followed by Pillow Fight this week. Troy of Sound Limit, who you heard last hour, returns to the console here at WRUU to host Pillow Fight. Rigor Mortis with Ham Sud and Big Tex arrive at 10 p.m. They play the rockabilly, the swing, the psychabilly, the billy-influenced music. And then from 11 to midnight, it's the amazing Joe Frank. That's right, Joe Frank. If you haven't tuned into Joe Frank's wavelength, I recommend you do that. Then we start all over again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Very popular show called 8-Track Mind. The host reviews music from the 70s and sometimes 80s that was not a hit but perhaps should be. He's doing some David Bowie work tomorrow, it seems. And then Brian Renner returns from a hiatus to his show called Blues Beyond the Liner Notes. He's had Wayne and some other people have filled in, I think, in recent weeks, but he's back. Maybe he was back last week, but he's back this week, too, and focusing on some R&B music. So you'll definitely want to check that out. Let me tell you that all the music that you hear on this radio station comes to you, and that the all the shows, all the voices you hear, except for a couple syndicated programs here and there, are voices of volunteers. But that doesn't mean this radio station is free. We certainly need your help. I'm looking at a computer monitor that is green, and we have a failing phono pre-stage. So where I'm going with this is please consider making a tax-deductible donation to WRUU. You can give any amount, become a basic station member or a serious fan of the station. To check out membership rates and to donate to the station, go to WRUU.org/individual. You can donate monthly or make a one-time donation. We desperately need your help to keep our radio station, your radio station, Savannah's community radio station, on the air, and to keep repairing things as they break. It's important. Let's get back into the music before another huge crash of thunder, perhaps you heard that, begins. Here's music from Lorindo Almeida. We're going to hear Miserlou right here on WRUU. Thank you. Ooh. All this weather's caught me off guard. Still thunder here in Savannah. The 4 o'clock rain seems to have shifted to around 7 o'clock. I realized I forgot to backtrack and announce some of the things I've heard, or that you've heard. Yeah, so what we just heard there was One Note Samba by the Modern Jazz Quartet with Lorenzo Almeida. That's from a record released on Atlantic in 1964 called Collaboration. Before that, Lorenzo Almeida on his own with the track Miserlou, from a record called Acapulco 22, released in 63 on Tower. The previous set, Dave Brubeck Quartet brought us Bossa Nova USA from the LP of the same name, released on Columbia in 63. Before that, Paul Desmond, the saxophonist from the Dave Brubeck Quartet, his was Theme from Black Orpheus, a wonderful record called Take 10, released on RCA Victor, also in 1963. Woo, more thunder. Before that, music from the Vince Guaraldi Trio, we heard Samba di Orpheus from a 1962 fantasy release called Jazz Impressions of Black Orpheus. Start of the set with music from Vince Guaraldi and Bola Sette, we heard Ginza Samba from the LP called From All Sides, released on the Fantasy label in 1965. Pat's here. That's good news. Crucial Rhythms is up next at 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Troy's in for Aaron on Pillow Fight this week. The lineup remains the same for the rest of the night. Let's get back into the music. Here's a good one from Herbie Mann. This one's called Groovy Samba. Thank you. Music from Esquivel right here on WRUU. That track's called Surfboard. Stereolab does an excellent cover of that, combining it with One Note Samba. But anyway, the track we heard was called Surfboard, and it's from an LP that was released on the RCA Victor label in 1967 called The Genius of Esquivel. Definitely. Before that, Cal Chater America's favorite Norwegian-American Latin jazz vibraphonist brought us Spooky, a cover of Spooky, the Classics 4 track, right? That's from a kind of a weird record for him called Calchater Plugs In, released on the Sky label in 1969, and that's Sky with an E, not like Sky, the later kind of alternative rock label. Before that, Herbie Mann, his was, We heard Calchater again, or before that, with this time paired up with Eddie Palmieri. We heard Black Orchid. That's from a release called El Sonido Nuevo. The copy I have was released on MGM Latin in 1966, I believe. A couple other versions floating around it. Excellent record, one of my favorites. Herbie Mann started the set. We heard Groovy Samba. That's from his 1964 Atlantic release called Latin Fever. Don't forget the 36th annual Savannah Jazz Festival begins September the 17th and runs through the 23rd. It's the a week-long music festival in the region. The Savannah Jazz Festival features world-class blues, gospel, and jazz, and this year's special guests include bluesman Victor Wainwright, singer Carmen Bradford, and the legendary Wyclef Gordon. Also on the bill, local bands and military and college bands. More information, including the schedule, is available at www.savannahjazzfest.com. Event put on by our friends over at the Coastal Jazz Society. That's it for me. Seaport Pat is up next with Crucial Rhythms. Troy returns to the station for the second time today to host Pillow Fight. Big Tex and Ham Sud come in for Rigor Mortis. Joe Frank, 11 to midnight. We start over in the morning with 8-Track Mind beginning at 8 a.m. This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, USA. Music from Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Thank you.